I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In the northern Italian city of Genoa today, a major road bridge gave way. Cars and trucks fell from the collapsing freeway, leading to multiple deaths. Megan Williams is a reporter based in Italy. I asked her to tell me about the importance of this bridge.
The collapse happened this morning over a bridge called the Morandi Bridge, which was built in the late 1960s. And it's one of the most heavily trafficked bridges in Italy. Now, this is the bridge that's part of the A10 highway that sort of follows the Mediterranean coast. It goes up towards France. And today is the start of Ferragosto holiday in Italy, which is the mid-August holiday where many Italians, travel either north or south. And that particular bridge is a passage that I've done many times and many Italians have for traveling for holidays. But it's also a bridge that's used by the people of Genoa. It's a very old city. It's a port city with narrow, congested roads. So many people in Genoa use that bridge just to get to work and back because it's a faster way to move from one end of the city to another. So when it collapsed, there were obviously a number of cars on it. I think more than 35 and three trucks and many casualties. We don't know the number yet, of course.
When you see images of this bridge and the aftermath, it's really dramatic. I mean, it's like a 300-foot section of a bridge literally just collapses and drops. I mean, what are people imagining about how this happened?
People are in shock, but also not totally surprised, particularly about this bridge. As I mentioned, it was built in the 1960s, the late 1960s. And, at the time, it was considered a feat of engineering with new techniques. But shortly after it was built, problems emerged. And it's one of the bridges in Italy that has the highest expenditures for extra maintenance. There have been, it's a bridge that's been plagued with problems. And already the cost of repairing the bridge and fixing some of the structural problems has outstripped the original cost of building the bridge. A leading engineer here in Italy is calling for it to be just knocked down and to start again. And, for very likely that will happen, given about 200 yards of it has collapsed.
I heard some people say that there was a severe storm going on at the time of the collapse, and one person said they might have been lightning. Do investigators have any sense of what exactly happened?
Again, listening to experts talk about it here in Italy, I don't think a storm, rain, or a bolt of lightning, even if it hits some critical steel beam or something, how can that bring a bridge down unless there are some structural problems? From what I understand, the engineers who have studied this bridge, who know it, say that, this has nothing to do with the collapse.
Here in the U.S., you hear a lot about our need to rebuild our infrastructure. Is that a big problem in Italy as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key issue. There's an infrastructure maintenance problem in Italy. This is not the first bridge by a long shot to collapse in Italy. Every year, there are 20-plus bridges that collapse. Now, they only make the news when somebody gets injured or killed. There are a lot of infrastructure problems on highways, bridges, certainly in the city of Rome. It's potholes everywhere. But Italy is a country that's undergone a recession for the past 10 years or so. I mean, it's supposed to be out of it now, but there's very little government spending on infrastructure. And there's also a new populist government. And a sort of an anti-government feel, an anti-tax movement, and where people see these sorts of expenditures as wasteful projects. And, in the case of Italy, there is a lot of waste in them and sometimes corruption. So you can understand why people feel that way. But nonetheless, to have functioning bridges and roadways, you need to spend money and you need to maintain them.
Megan Williams is a correspondent based in Italy. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thanks, Carol.